Mountain Dew. So how many cases of Mountain Dew do you have, Mike Moore?
I have four sitting next to my mini fridge at the moment.
Are these the 12 packs or are these the 24 cases?
Well, there's 8 12 packs for 4 cases. Yeah.
8 12 packs just sitting there chilling.
Yeah, we've had a couple of sales on Mountain Dew, and so I just went and bought a bunch. Yeah.
I don't want to be crass right off the bat, but is your pee like electric yellow? Like, I don't think I've ever seen you drink water in my entire life. That's a
great question.
No, I definitely do drink water. I have like a, well, right here, I got a big, like a 32-ounce jug. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
And I drink water in that. And
but you supplement it with Dew. You rip Dew.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He chases his water with Dew.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Play the theme song. Now, you might have already heard a voice that is unfamiliar, but so familiar, and it haunts your dreams. You have heard us talk about him. You have heard us go on about how much this guy sucks. Ladies and gentlemen, we have enemy of the podcast, Bishop Mike Moore, on the show today. We let the enemy in the camp.
This is going to be no jokes on this episode.
No, this is a serious one.
I'm furious.
We're going to the enemy's camp.
Praise God. Take back it. Take it back.
I'm going to take back what the devil stole from me. I'm doing it right now.
Now, Mike Moore, we didn't call you here just to make fun of you, though we could go on.
I'm expecting that. Yeah.
Now, number one, I want to just right off the bat, you don't shower, from what I understand.
That's definitely not true, but yes, I've heard this conversation. Yes, you guys told me.
Okay. It's definitely true because your son is not a liar. That's one thing I know about him.
Yeah.
You're calling your own son, your own flesh and blood, a liar?
You've lied to us so much is the thing. And Gavin never has.
I'm telling you that he is mistaken.
Yeah, likely story. So from what I understand, you only take showers when you play basketball and cut grass, and that's it.
Excuse me, after.
After you play basketball. during, you bring the lawnmower in the shower.
So 100%. After I play basketball and after I cut grass, I 100% do take a shower because I'm one of those people that doesn't like to get booty juice on your furniture. So I don't like to sit down or lay down or anything when I'm all sweaty and nasty.
Now, is booty juice the street name for Mountain Dew or is it a different?
No, that is like the sweat from your rectum as you work and labor. That runs down your back and fills your shorts. So I don't like to like sit down on furniture with stuff like that.
You're a pastor. You need to calm down. This is a lot for, we don't do potty humor on this show. This is a serious, serious show. We're hard hitting.
I've heard it's extremely serious around here.
Absolutely. Especially today. Do you want to cross-examine the witness, Austin?
Yeah. I think it's kind of crazy. Because you talk about booty juice, Mike Moore, but you work out in the heat every single day.
Well, I don't exactly do that too often. Yeah. I work in a bank, so I try to sweat as little as possible.
See, I thought
you in a bank. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you want to stick to that story, you can stick to that story. You can say, yeah, I work in a bank.
Also, before we get to that, we asked you about this previously, about you not showering. And you said that you take showers after Gavin goes to bed. Bishop Mike Moore, correct me if I'm wrong. The Bible says you should train up a child in the way that he's supposed to go. And if you're not showing him that he needs to shower, then what are you doing, dude?
You have to live by example.
Well, I do have Gavin take a shower before he goes to bed. But what happens is he goes to bed before I do because I stay up till you know, whatever, midnight, 1 o'clock, he's in bed, and I shower before I go to bed. I've always got into that routine, you know, just because, once again, I don't like to sit on furniture or lay in bed all nasty and filthy. So
covered in Mountain Dew.
Yeah, covered in Mountain Dew, sweating it from my pores, purely.
This guy smells like the theater bathroom floor. This guy smells like the sticky candy Skittles theater. He's just sweating Mountain Dew. Disgusting. Now, you say you don't work out in the heat very often.
No, I try to avoid it.
I'm about to send you a couple pictures, Mike Moore, and I want to get your opinion.
Just real quick, I'll vamp for a minute. Mike Moore has been the enemy of the podcast since it started, and frankly, he's been the enemy of me since the beginning.
Actually, yeah, it says they were delivered.
Did you get them?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike Moore. This is your Instagram account showing that you work at Kings Island, showing the day you went to interview, you opening the parks, and you on the Diamondback. Now tell me, what are you lying to us for?
You caught me, and I love those pictures in my whole heart. You've got to be kidding me.
Mike Moore works at Kings Island. It is confirmed.
I mean, I only live like 4 hours away from there, but yeah.
It's not a bad commute, actually. With traffic, it's like 3.5.
That's hilarious.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Your job? You think your job is funny?
No, I do not. I take it very seriously, making sure that children enjoy their day.
On June 20th, excited for the opportunities # God has for me in this big job change. # interview, # King Island, # corporate, # blessed. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that I would lie in such a fashion.
It's such an elaborate lie, too. Why would you go through the trouble of saying you work at a bank? Why didn't you just be true to you and talk about your stint with Kings Island?
Oh my gosh. All I hope is somehow you can cut those pictures into the video. That's all I want.
Let me tell you, these pictures will be all over the internet. Don't you worry.
Oh my gosh.
They already are on his Instagram account. You can follow him at Bishop Mike Moore.
Bishop Mike Moore.
Bishop Mike Moore on Instagram.
Just make an Instagram account for me.
No, it's yours. That's, you have the blue check mark.
What are you saying? I just moved.
Oh my gosh.
This is the first podcast we've recorded in over a month. I've been busy. What? I don't have time
to
make a fake Instagram and Photoshop pictures of you riding a roller coaster.
That's a ridiculous accusation to make. That doesn't sound like something we would do at all.
No, it doesn't.
It's not super on brand for us or anything.
I don't know where I would have gotten that.
Well, Mike Moore, while we have you here, we just want to talk about the origin of our friendship and how it started.
Okay.
So do you want to tell it or do you want me to tell it about how we became friends, you and I?
Oh, I'd be interested to hear how you tell it. Yeah.
So I was just minding my own business in my dorm at camp. You know, a place that I call home. Campground Hills in Ohio, in Winchester. That's a place I've laid my head for 20 years of my life. And I go in there just being at home. And this tyrant... this dictator, if you will, for lack of a better term, wants to shut me up, wants to tell me to be quiet at 3 a.m., which is ridiculous. It's church camp. We don't sleep there. He's trying to get a good night's rest because he says he takes his vacation 2 weeks a year, 1 week at assembly, 1 week at camp. He takes his vacation. So this is my vacation, and I'm here with you, and I need my rest. No, you don't. This is camp. We don't sleep here. So the next day, I told you that I will respectfully decline the invitation to be in your dorm, and I'm moving on to greener pastures because you're Hitler, and I will not be your friend, and I will not be in your dorm. And ever since then, We have become close and we have become friends. Would you say that's correct? A good assessment of the situation?
I would say that the situation you just described is definitely a correct assessment.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know if I remember telling you I take my vacation so go to bed, but I did tell you to go to bed. You left out a couple key parts to that.
Doesn't sound like me.
The things that I remember is just being extra annoyed, not by just you being loud at 3 a.m., but by you and JJ Walden giggling back and forth and texting each other on a cell phone like little schoolgirls. So
remind me to bleep that name out. we're gonna call him Redacted from here on out.
Noted.
So
thank you.
So other than that, I mean, I think that was pretty fair assessment. Now we had met before that, obviously, right? Because
we'd grown up in close proximity.
Right. But I don't even know. How old are you? I don't even know how old you are compared to me. I don't even know.
29.
Okay. So you're not that much younger than I am. So we had seen each other at youth things and done youth things together. But I don't know. I think that was kind of the origin of us talking. It sounds like we were talking rudely to each other, but it sparked a wonderful friendship that has lived long and prospered.
Absolutely. This is the 10-year anniversary of that year, actually.
Is it really?
It really is. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's we've been friends for 10 years and enemy of the podcast for 3. So congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Austin, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah. My first year of camp and the first year that you and I became friends, Shane, Mike Moore was also in our dorm.
I think that was
the first year he went to camp as a married person with his wife and his other buddy.
His wife, Big Al, we call him.
Big Al, who doesn't wear clothes.
Never seen him with clothes on. Ever. He's just swinging the whole time. That's his whole life.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's so accurate. Oh my gosh.
So you would say that your friend Al is naked most of the time?
In the dorm, I remember him being naked more than clothed.
Yeah. I would think that's correct.
I would say he was definitely not uncomfortable. Yeah.
It made all the chubby kids uncomfortable.
Absolutely. As a chubby kid myself, as someone who doesn't even like to see himself naked, trying to see other people naked.
As someone who gets scared every time he walks by a mirror, I'm not trying to see other people that way.
Yeah, I think it was probably a little different. You know, us growing up playing ball and stuff, you know, you're just always in a locker room and guys are getting dressed and all that stuff. So I think it was just over the years, you just get used to walking around trying to get dressed around other people. So
you were mean back then, too.
He wasn't too worried.
Yeah.
I was mean?
I think you were a little mean. You were a little angry.
Extremely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I apologize.
He was above being a camper.
because you got a ring on
a camper. I love being a camper.
All right, don't change your story.
I love being a camper, bro. If I didn't love being a camper, I wouldn't have came while I was married. Now, I ain't gonna say that there's maybe not truth that I was mean, because I don't know what exactly you're talking about. But, you know, I love being a camper. I mean, I still go to camp today because I do love going to camp. But I have had people tell me that some of their first impressions of me were at camp and they weren't positive, and I've worked to try to make that better.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but yeah, I apologize. If I was ruthless and heartless, I apologize. But I love
you
guys.
We don't get serious here. Obviously that's a stupid joke. Listen, Mike Moore is nice. He let me win an award at camp that you can't campaign for, and I did campaign for and win that you're not supposed to.
Absolutely.
And I did.
He would not give it to me either. And I brought my Bible to every sporting event because I was trying to be.
You didn't play sports, though.
I played sports. I did. I didn't play them well, but I tried. I definitely played in the basketball team and came in last every year. And I'd wear a ridiculous outfit. I pulled my socks all the way up, wear real short shorts.
Maybe we should have just made a better, you know, a different award for the the person that tries the hardest.
I had the Christian, the most Christian
over the week.
Yeah, most improved.
It was Christian, Christ-like sportsmanship was the award, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And so I brought my Bible to sports.
How much more Christ-like can you be?
You can't get any more Christ-like than just carrying your sword everywhere you go.
Well, let me tell you what I did, Shane. I always like did a quick little prayer before every game we did. I made sure to congratulate the other team and tell them that I hope that they win.
Every time.
And I stayed after every
before
sport.
The game.
Yeah.
Before the game. I hope you win. Like, what? Why do you hope they win? Oh, he wanted them to win, though. He did.
I stayed after every activity and picked up trash and made sure that Mike Moore saw me picking up trash.
Hey, Mike.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
And you won. You did it.
And I won.
How happy were you when you got that trophy?
I was extremely happy. It was nonsense, and I loved it.
And that's really what we based the rest of our lives on.
If I wouldn't have gave him that, I wouldn't, like, I don't even know the reaction that he would have gave me during that awards time. Oh, my God.
But, like, honestly, you think back on it, no one else was more deserving.
No. Most of the time, it's really hard to give that award to anybody. So
because people get very competitive.
Oh, my God.
And they say some words you maybe shan't say.
Yeah.
Cussing there right in front of God and everybody, in front of Bishop Jay Walden.
Yeah.
On God's basketball court.
There's reason, Middlesbrough is the reason we don't play football at camp anymore, because that kid broke his nose.
It wasn't his nose. I think it was his collarbone.
Yeah. That was mud wrestling. Though, right? The kid that broke his collarbone.
Well, there was two times. They did a mud wrestling, like it was, and then it turned into a dog pile, and this kid was like laying on one of the beams, and all the force of everybody went, and it broke his collarbone. I think the one with football is it broke his arm or something, because it was a big deal. Somebody actually it wasn't even during football. That's the thing that was stupid. Somebody actually said, hey, go tackle that kid, you know, just to mess with him. And it ended up, you know, hurting him. So, yeah. But
so what sports are still sanctioned by the CGMA at camp? It's been a long time since I've been.
Generally because of the lack of equipment. Most of the time we can't play softball. Sometimes we do play softball, but it makes it a little harder because of gloves. Like, you just don't have enough gloves, but you got the bat, you got the ball, that kind of stuff. But generally it's kickball, dodgeball, basketball tournament. They've done some flag football with the girls, but the guys keep begging me for it. But I pretty much tell them, I don't trust you guys to only do flag football and somebody's going to get killed. So, you know, but basically we do dodgeball, kickball for the dorms, and then, you know, the basketball tournament. So, and of course the individual stuff.
Well, Mike Moore, we don't want to take up more of your time.
You have anything else to say? Oh, you're good, yourself?
Man. You're good, man.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say to us?
Do you have anything you want to say to the listeners you've been terrorizing for years?
3 years.
Well, you know, I do my best. I apologize that I'm just a terrible human being. I don't shower I lie about where I work. you know, I wish I wasn't such a terrible person, but you know, we are who we are. But
when we edit this, we're cutting out all of the apologizing, and it's just I don't shower.
I'm positive of that. But I will say, not only did I give Austin the Christian Character Award for sportsmanlike conduct, but I'm pretty sure we won the basketball tournament one year.
You and me?
Is that true? I'm pretty sure. I know we played together. I thought we won it one year. I think I won it with you. I think I won it with Hunter, and I think I won it with Big Red.
I came in second place one year, I think.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. But I know that me and you played together, and I thought we did pretty well.
I was playing against each other a lot. I would never play with you willingly. I don't think.
That's when they started drawing names out of a hat.
Hey, I bet you went. I bet you went farther when you played with me than anybody else.
Yeah, maybe.
See,
that's because
it's at Christian. It's at Christian conduct and my sport. You know, my athletic fire.
We can call it athletic ability, but we won't.
We'll but just I did call win it with it, Hunter 1 year, and I won it with Big Red. So,
well, thank you so much for being on the show.
One of those is an accolade, just so you know.
Which one?
I'm not going to tell you.
Hey, I mean, both those guys are not basketball players. Both those guys are football players. So,
one of those guys is definitely a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One of them. All right.
Well.
We're not going to tell you which one.
You guys are hating on somebody, and I think I know who.
We would never do that. That doesn't sound like something we would do.
Both of them tried at football for sure, but one of them might have been a little bit better. But
all right. Well, I think that's it. I think that's all we have for you. Thank you so much for being on our dumb podcast. Thank you for being the best enemy to our white meat baby face. You are the best heel. Thank you so much. We are the good guys. You're the bad guy. We are Luke and Obi-Wan, and you are Darth Vader. Thank you so much. You can follow the podcast on all forms of social media at Nice Boys Podcast. You can follow me at Shane is Rad. You can follow Austin at Austin Jones TN. Please follow at Bishop Mike Moore on Instagram. Follow Dog Cops. Listen, thank you, Dog Cops, for our theme song, Outrageous, off the EP Zang. All right, I think that's it.
The heck, bro?
Yeah.
We got taglines on everybody and everything.
We got it all. This is a professional setup.
Have
we
you got never here. Listened to this?
I listened to a few at the very beginning, right before you guys said, I never listen, and I'm the enemy of the podcast. I listened to a few right at the very beginning, but I haven't. I will say I have not listened to a lot recently.
They get too cussy for them.
Probably doesn't help me with being the enemy of the podcast.
You should at least listen to the one the other week when that's titled "Mike Moore Doesn't Bathe or Wax." Maybe just
listen to that one. Just throw that one in the old Chevy.
Oh my goodness. I love you guys so much.
Thank you, Mike.